Instead, I would like you, please, to take a moment and turn your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1. And if you're following along in your pew Bible, I would like you to find that on page 209. It's the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. It's chapter 1. If you're joining us for the very first time today and you do not have a Bible of your own, then I would encourage you to take the pew Bible that you'll find underneath your chair and read that, take it home, make it your own. It's our gift to you. Last night, as I continued to work on the sermon for today, and I had chosen already early in the week that it would be speaking out of Galatians, I received a call from Clayton, and he had asked if we would set aside some time for him to share the news about the building. And then I got a call a little later from Scott Taylor, and he said to me also, I need to talk about a congregational meeting coming up, and so you'll be hearing from him at the benediction. And as I was praying this morning, and I was thinking on the text that I was going to present to you, one of the things that came to my mind was this story in Joshua. And so I'm going to do something that I don't feel very confident or comfortable in doing. I'm going to switch gears completely. And it's not something I recommend. It's not something that I normally would counsel someone to do. But this verse keeps coming to mind. This passage keeps coming to mind, and I want to be responsive to that. In verse 1 of chapter 1, it says this: "After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead." And then it drops down here in verse 6, and I'd like to read 6 through 9 with you this morning. "Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give to them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. And then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." A couple things strike me. A couple things I want to share with you. I find that I do feel a measure of anxiety with the building. And as I got to thinking about Clayton sharing that we need even more money, I can imagine that our minds may all go that way and say, "Oh, mercy." But I'm reminded of another time, a time in the Old Testament. A time when the people of God had followed Moses for years. He had led them out of Egypt. He had directed their way. He had been their guide. In many respects, he had been their security. And often, they treated him as more than their leader. Sometimes they even replaced him for God in their minds, I think. And they looked up to Moses. And they were calm when Moses was there. And along the way, Moses had a lieutenant, and that lieutenant was Joshua. Joshua was a young man, and he followed Moses, and he saw Moses at some of the best times in the history of Israel, and he followed Moses during some of the most difficult times. He was there when Moses spoke to God at the tent of meeting. He was there when Moses came down off from Mount Sinai. He was there when Moses needed a military man. Joshua was always the second man. He was always present. And now the word comes to the people, and it comes to Joshua, that this man, Moses, is dead. Their earthly security, their leader. And I think on this, and I say, you know, we as a church have for many years been very, very comfortable. We've had thriving budgets. We still do. We've had a sense of security in that. But the truth is, when words come up that suggest that we need even more, and it's going to stretch us, it's going to push us and pull us, then our security is a little shaken. We find ourselves perhaps feeling a little anxious. Oh, I don't know. Well, the people of God put their security in Moses, and now Moses was dead. Moses was dead. So Joshua has to come up. He has to rise up. And it's interesting to me that this military man, this man of great strength, very competent, is told by God, be strong and courageous, and he's told three times in that brief passage, be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It must be that this military man, this strong man, this man who looked like he had all the goods to be able to lead these people, it appears that God knew what was going on inside of Joshua. It appears that God understood clearly that Joshua was anxious. No, Joshua wasn't just anxious. Joshua must have been feeling weak. And Joshua must have been afraid. But God says, be strong and courageous. Be strong and courageous, Joshua. Do not be terrified. I believe he says the same thing to us. Our security is rattled. Our security can be rattled when we put our trust in the way things have been. But he's given us a vision. He's allowing us to walk over to a new site that we might better minister to this community. And I think he says to us over and over again, don't trust in yourselves. Don't trust in the things that you have trusted in before. Don't trust in the things that you think are security for you. Trust in me. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. I'm with you. We'll do it together. But he doesn't just say that. He says, be strong and courageous, and then he gives him some guidelines. It's not just strong and courageous in your own power. It's not just look at your own strength and somehow make it through. No, no. He says, I want you to do not turn from the law. Don't turn from the right or the left. Basically, for the people of God today, he's saying this very clearly to us. He says, listen, you've got to be focused. We have got to be absolutely focused on the important things. And put aside the things that draw us to the right or the left. We have to be utterly focused on what God has called us to do. He's called us to obey him. He's called us to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ to this community and throughout the world. That's our point. That's our mission. He says, don't be worried about these other things. You stay focused on the things you need to be focused on and go forward and carry out that mission and reach out to this community and continue to share the gospel and continue to be bold in trusting me. Don't get hung up in the things to the right or the left. He says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. That's a curious one to me. It doesn't feel as global as the first one. And I think it's because he's also speaking to the individual here. He's saying, listen, not only should we not, as a community, look to the right or the left, we have to be focused on our community goal. That is reaching people for the gospel of Jesus Christ. But he's also reminding us as individual believers that we have got to be utterly focused in these days on personal holiness. We have got to be utterly focused on being his people, individually. And when we stop being his people, when we stop putting the focus on prayer and our time in the Word and our personal development as disciples, we are going to be more easily as a community drawn to the right, to the right, to the left. So we as a community have a responsibility. Be strong and courageous. Keep moving forward. Your Lord, your God, will be with you. Do not be terrified. Do not be dependent on the way things were. Be dependent on who he is. And allow him to lead us. And not only as a community, but I want you to be focused, each and every one of us. I think he says each and every one of us. Be focused on your individual walk with Christ. Growing in him, knowing him, loving him, trusting him, being in the word, spending time in prayer, so that you can be effective for the kingdom. So you won't be personally drawn to the right or the left. I'm very, very excited about what the future holds for Grace Church. But my trust is not in us. My trust is not in the leadership. My trust is in the fact that Christ Jesus is the head. And my trust is in him. And my trust is that he is who he says he is. And my trust is that he has laid this vision upon our hearts to better reach this community for the gospel. And I firmly believe that he will not be found wanting. And I firmly believe that all my hope placed in him is a good place to put my trust. It's the only place to put my trust. So be strong and courageous. Be strong and very courageous. Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Wherever you go. It's a short one today. Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I want to be focused upon you, and I think all of us want to be focused on you. We want to be unified, Lord God, as we go forward. And some of the challenges ahead look pretty big. But Father God, you have planted this vision in our hearts and minds, and we want to obey you. We want to see it through. So Heavenly Father, we ask today that you would give us the faith, you would give us the courage, you would give us the strength to obey you at whatever cost and move forward. And we will be able to rejoice, as your people have always rejoiced as they've seen you at work, that you are faithful, that you are true, that you can be counted on. You will not grow weary or tired. And so, Father God, we dedicate ourselves again to you. Make us Joshua's, unafraid to go forward and conquer the land that you promised. Thank you, Father. Amen.